Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Ray Hager talks with Texas State Senator Craig Estes on the margins tax. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Chris Wicker, Mindy Elliott, and Joe Gill. That's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
You want to know why I'm going to support you?
Yes, I do.
Because you're the best one of the lot. The thing that I've always admired about you, Marcia, is you have wonderful listening skills. You treat people with courtesy. You don't make a decision without finding out all the facts. And you're probably the only candidate for mayor that has ever read the city charter, which, as you know, is bizarre.
Bizarre.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts, so you can succeed, so you can plan, so you can dream. And always remember, press on.
At TravelNevada.com.
In our last debate, Mark Hutchinson said,
I've been called a lot of things in my life, but not a personal injury lawyer. I'm not a personal injury lawyer. I think the assumption is I'm a personal injury lawyer. I'm not a personal injury lawyer. I don't employ personal injury lawyers.
But his own website advertises that he is, and even his law partners admit they are a personal injury law firm. If we can't even trust Mark Hutchinson to tell the truth about his own profession, what can we trust that he says? I'm Sue Loudon. I'm not a personal injury lawyer, and I approve this message.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Schaff, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Schaff.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest today is Texas State Senator Craig Estes. He's here in Reno, and he was also in Las Vegas talking about the margins tax. And, Senator, the margins tax in Nevada is probably the biggest issue on the ballot in November. It is also, we took it from you guys, modeled after Texas. Could you talk a little bit about the margins tax in Texas and how it works?
Absolutely. First of all, it's great to be with you, Ray. Appreciate you
having me on. Well, thank you, Senator.
The margins tax is an interesting animal in Texas. Now, I realize there's lots of differences, but there are some similarities between Texas and Nevada. We instituted a new margins tax to fix an old business franchise tax that we already had. There were a lot of problems with that old tax. At the same time we did that, we bought down our property taxes by one-third. It was a huge tax cut. People labeled what we did a tax shift. And what happened is things didn't work out as we planned, as often goes in the political realm. The new tax did not bring in quite as much money as we expected. And we had appraisal creep, which by what I mean by that is, although we lowered property taxes, appraisal districts raised their valuations, and so the savings weren't as significant as we thought. But I came all the way out to your great state to tell people that I think they ought to think about that, instituting a brand new tax on business. I think it could have a chilling effect on bringing new business into the state, which everybody seems to want to do. Texas has had some success bringing in new businesses to our state. And I think we've been an economic success in spite of our margins tax. But I had about a year and a half ago kind of an aha moment. I was talking with some people whose opinions I trust, and I just asked the questions. What if we did away with the Texans' margins tax? And we actually got a think tank study group to do a report. Mm-hmm. It seems like these people are always in Boston for some reason. And they said it would be very significant to our economy if we just did away with our margins tax.
Significant, and what would you lose a lot of revenue over it?
No, well, actually, we would $3.9 billion a year. But let's put it in perspective. In 2011, we were $20 billion short of our revenue goals in Texas. We had some hard times, as everyone did throughout the nation. We cut $20 billion out of our budget. It was difficult, it was hard, it was painful, but it was doable. And, of course, we restored a lot of the cuts when we had a good session in 2013. But the point is, in Texas, and this is obviously different than Nevada, is that
thank you.
We have, yeah. And, you know, everybody talks about the way you pronounce, and, of course, my name, people say Estes a lot, too, but that's all right. Nevada, that we have a rainy day fund that's bulging at the seams, $8 or $9 billion, and it's from oil and gas severance tax. We're using that money to help with our road infrastructure, our water infrastructure, but we have some money in the bank, so to speak. And I think that it would be a great opportunity for us personally in Texas, our state, to give back to the business community. What will they do with that excess money they don't have to pay the state? I think most of them will pour it into creating more jobs in our state. So I'm just here not to brag on Texas and not to try to make minute comparisons between our two states, but to just talk to the people of Nevada and just say, you may not want to try to solve your education funding problems by hurting the business community by imposing a new tax.
Okay, Senator, let me go back to something you said. Texas currently has this margins tax, and you say your economy is doing well. Just playing the devil's advocate here, couldn't Nevada also have a margins tax and the economy doing well?
Well, maybe. You know, and I've told people, you never know until you try. One thing that I think is troublesome is the fact that you're proposing a very high business tax. From what I'm told, it would be the fifth highest in the nation with 2%. Ours is a 0.5% for some businesses and 1% for others. But having said that, instituting a new tax, remember, corporate relocators, they look at the total cumulative tax structure of every state and the business-friendly climate. Is it friendly to business? Are there sensible, reasonable regulations? And they look at that. If a new 2% tax is added on, I think that people ought to just pause a minute and take a serious look at that and say, is this good for our economy, and is it good for creating jobs? I hear that the AFL-CIO is opposed to this measure, so that's interesting. Conservatives and labor working together against a measure. I'll let you guys figure that out.
Well, that is a good one. We can talk about that in the next segment, but we got to take a break right now. We'll be right back with Senator Craig Estes of Texas talking about the margins tax.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
My opponent wants to make a campaign issue over the fact that I donated money to Harry Reid's campaign 25 years ago. He's right, I did, when the senator was far less liberal. 4 years ago, I spent $2 million trying to defeat Reid. On the other hand, my opponent voted for $1 billion worth of taxes and Obamacare three times just last year. I want to be your lieutenant governor, and I'm asking for your support. I'm Sue Loudon, and I approve this message.
You want to know why I'm going to support you?
Yes, I do.
Because you're the best one of the lot. The thing that I've always admired about you, Marcia, is you have wonderful listening skills. You treat people with courtesy. You don't make a decision without finding out all the facts. And you're probably the only candidate for mayor that has ever read the city charter, which, as you know, is a bizarre
bizarre.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest today is Texas State Senator Craig Estes. We're talking about the margins tax. Now, Senator, your state already has a margins tax. And the key, one of the key issues in Nevada is that opponents of the margin tax feel that the way it's worded in the ballot initiative, it's called the education initiative, that as soon as a voter sees education, you know, she might not be too adept at everything that's going on in the election, they're going to vote yes for that because it's education. Do you see that as a problem?
Well, I would say that all of us, Republican, Democrat, Independent, Green Party, everyone wants the best for our children. And it's always a struggle. I found it very interesting that in the Declaration of Independence of Texas from Mexico, one of their list of grievances with Mexico back hundreds of years ago was you have not provided the money for good public education for our children. So some things never change over the years. I would encourage lawmakers and public policy people to look at other avenues other than a business tax for funding their education. First of all, the question needs to be answered in the public arena, is what you're spending per pupil enough? And that's a tough question to answer, first of all. And then secondly is, if it's not, then what are ways that we can fund that are sensible? I think everybody wants to do the best for our kids. The question is, let me just make one point about a business tax. No corporation really ever pays any tax. If they're profitable at all, if they're not profitable, they go out of business eventually. If they're profitable at all, they pass that tax along to the ultimate consumer. So don't be fooled by saying, gosh, let's let business pay for our children's education. No, the hardworking people from Nevada are going to be paying for that.
Okay, but can business pass on the margins tax to Nevada consumers?
I think they can if they control their price points. Now, if they don't, if you are in a commodity business where you know, pork bellies, oil and gas, whatever, wheat, copper, mining, obviously you don't control your price point, but what you do control is your expenses. And what's the easiest way for a company to control their expenses is to lay off people. And to me, this is the problem. I think that public policy needs to be in this state creating jobs, not destroying jobs.
Okay, so you see this margins tax as a job destroyer?
Well, that'd be interesting to know what the labor folks that are opposing this think. I think probably their analysis is right, that it would be a net job loss if this is instituted.
Okay, we talked earlier about the AFL-CIO not backing the education initiative. From your view, maybe 10,000 feet high, you know, or at least far away in Texas, how does that look to you? Is it odd that the labor is not backing this education initiative team?
Well, Texas is a right-to-work state. We have some unions. We don't probably have as many as most states. But I told some of my conservative friends that any time you get a chance for conservatives to work together with labor, take that opportunity, because that's a good coalition.
Okay. Have you seen that, any working with labor in the Texas margins tax? Is that a viable question even?
What happened to me when I had this aha moment of thinking Texas can literally do without this tax is I filed a bill to totally repeal it. Didn't even get a hearing in the legislature on that.
Uh-huh.
But I'll file it again next session. And sometimes these big ideas, hopefully a good idea, take a while to implement. But I think at the end of the day, we've got property taxes, we've got sales taxes. In Texas, like here in Nevada, we don't have an income tax. That's very important when businesses look at states. And we'll see where it goes. And it's the overall tax, a cumulative tax effect that people look at.
Okay, well, you know, saying that, Nevada has a relatively low tax burden for business. That's mm-hmm. why people are so concerned about the margins tax. But Texas is doing well economically. Do you think that Nevada will be unable to attract new business if this margins tax is put into place?
The only way you would answer that question is to do it and find out. My warning to business people, public policy people in this state is, if you're going to fund your education properly, you might not want to do it by hurting businesses.
Okay.
Simple as that.
Okay, Senator, thank you for coming on. Good luck to you in Texas. We appreciate your opinions, but we got to cut it off right here.
Thank you, Ray.
Okay, we'll be right back to wrap up this edition of Nevada Newsmakers right after these words.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
You want to know why I'm going to support you?
Yes, I do.
Because you're the best one of the lot. The thing that I've always admired about you, Marcia, is you have wonderful listening skills. You treat people with courtesy. You don't make a decision without finding out all the facts. And you're probably the only candidate for mayor that has ever read the city charter, which, as you know, is bizarre.
Bizarre.
When you're seriously injured, it's all about the money.
Money you need after an accident. Money the insurance company doesn't want to give you.
Laub & Laub has a know-how and attitude to fight for the money you deserve.
Call Laub & Laub.
It's our 10th anniversary at Home Solutions at Ace. And we'd like to thank all our loyal customers over the years by offering savings up to 30% on select items like power recliners from Southern Motion, including swivel models, accent chairs, reclinopedics, even full laydowns. You will not find this kind of variety of American-made products at these prices anywhere. It's the 10th anniversary sale at your locally owned Home Solutions at Ace. It's worth the short drive to Sparks to find the hardware store with an entire furniture center.
So do you guys have a favorite teacher?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did too. And you know what's great is that News 4 has an excellence in education program that you can nominate them for.
Hi, I'm Shelby Sheehan of News 4. Each month we take your nominations and find one special teacher to recognize. It's our way of highlighting all the wonderful teachers we have in our area. Each month's winner is honored at their school and featured on News 4.
United Federal Credit Union is a proud sponsor of Excellence in Education.
Along with Reno Aces Baseball.
When you're seriously injured, it's all about the money.
Money you need after an accident. Money the insurance company doesn't want to give you.
Laub & Laub has a know-how and attitude to fight for the money you deserve.
Call Laub & Laub.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Joe Gill, the attorney, is here. Mindy Elliott, partner with Capital Partners. And Chris Wicker, spokesman for the Washoe Dems. Pleasure to have you all here. And I have the perfect panel for the stories that are breaking as we tape this.
Great.
Sean Whaley, writing for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. The headline, Nevada faces $70 million budget shortfall as gold prices decline. Explain what this is all about, Joe.
Well, it's a commodity that is the price of which is not set in Nevada, it's set in London and New York. The costs of production have gone way up, along with everything else, including the price of a gallon of milk in your grocery store. So the net proceeds is calculated on a formula. I won't go into the details, but just means that there's $70 million less to the budget in the state. And the mining industry has been saying for as long as I've been involved, 30 plus years, you can't budget on a commodity. And that's what the state has tried to do at times. Say one other thing about it. You know, the mining industry volunteered, and the legislature passed a law about 5-6 years ago that the mining industry would prepay the net proceeds of mines tax, and the counties agreed to that, understanding that there would be a point in time when the money might have to be paid back because there was more prepay than there was actual calculated tax. So that's a part of what's happening to the local governments as well. But you can't budget for anything based on a commodity price.
And yet we budget on baccarat.
Well,
and how much revenue we'll get. I mean, really, I've always looked at
well.
That and gone,
yeah,
my
good,
goodness.
Good point.
Because that can go 180 degrees. From the government side, from the budget office side, how does this affect things?
Well, again, and you just said it, Sam, we are a state that budgets on commodities. We have gaming as a commodity and mining as a commodity. And the only thing that really isn't a commodity is general business. And as it relates to the amount of taxation that is received from general business, it's not de minimis, but it's certainly smaller than those two commodities. And it is. It's always been hard for us to guesstimate how much the revenue is going to be. That's why we miss it sometimes in both ways, positive and negative, for the state. And then we have to get back in and figure out, because we budget on a two-year cycle, and it makes it tough. It makes it tough for everyone to estimate whether you're Democrat or Republican.
Well, and you bring up a really good point now, which is, you know, do things like this point us towards having annual sessions, and will the public stand for that?
I think you almost have to if you look at what, I don't know if the public will stand for it, because the public won't even give the legislators a raise to pay them a daily rate for the days they spend in the legislature. So to give them another year, I doubt in this current environment it's going to happen. But you know, the problem is you have mines that could operate at $400 an ounce gold. You had mines that opened when gold was $1,800 an ounce, and all the commodities that the mines use have gone up significantly. And so when the price goes down to $1,300 or $1,200, you're going to have mines that are no longer profitable, but you're still going to have other mines that are making a lot of money. And it just points out the problem that gold is so volatile, and it makes such a big difference on the net proceeds that's going to happen. And I've got very smart clients that think in the near future we'll see gold at $5,000 an ounce. You know, a lot of people think maybe we're looking at maybe as low as $1,000. $1,000 an ounce. So, you know, how do you budget for that?
Well, you know, and Chris raises an interesting point. Corrado de Gasperis of Comstock Mining has talked on this program about gold being way higher than it is. What's the general thought within the industry as to where gold's going to end up, at least in the short term?
The general thought is,
3 to 5 years.
I don't think anybody knows, teeing off on Chris's point. the gold price is tied to the world economy. If a lot of people in India buy gold, then the price will go up. Gold
and
stock,
they do. I mean,
and
that's huge
do.
In India. I mean, jewelry.
And gold stock prices are tied to comfort, if you will, in the large currencies, the dollar and the pound and the euro and things like that. So I don't know what the consensus is in the industry. I doubt there is a consensus. But
you mean the gold industry is like the gaming industry?
Yeah.
They have organizations, but
there's
not
a consensus that it's a commodity whose prices fluctuates on a daily basis.
And the economy recovering in this country is also somewhere where you're going to see people taking flight from gold to go to other investments.
Well, that's been typical. People look for the next best opportunity, whether it's technology, whether it's in minerals, whether it's in financial institutions, whether it's overseas. People are always trying to chase the next dollar, and to some degree, that's not always the best. I'm not a financial advisor, but it's not always the best way to manage your portfolio.
If we were an oil and gas state, we would be even less volatile than we are.
We might be an oil and gas state.
I hope so.
Yeah, fracking. Yeah. Fracking is just
I'm
around
hoping,
the corner.
Hoping.
All right, that's where we're gonna leave it, folks. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We worked for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Hi, I'm News 4's Brian Samudio. Join us every Friday night here at Aces Ballpark for St. Mary's Friday Night Fireworks presented by News 4. For the ball.
Oh.
If you're a healthcare provider and injured at work, you deserve Kathleen Sigurdson's hands-on legal expertise.
It's the furniture you love at a price you'll love even more. Introducing the new clearance center inside all RC Willie locations. Featuring one-of-a-kind, display models, discontinued items, closeouts, and new furniture. And now you'll find clearance values all the time at RC Willie. Hundreds of choices for less. If you like bargains, you'll love the new clearance center inside RC Willie. Shop often because items change daily. RC Willie.
Dollar Loan Center has got you covered. Get a signature loan up to $2,500 in minutes. No checking account required. No application fees. No prepayment penalties. And now, your trusted name in short-term lending is funding title loans. From Sioux Falls, South Dakota to Los Angeles, California, apply at one of 80 locations. Or complete your entire loan online at don'tbebroke.com.
KRNV News 4 is the only news team in Nevada to receive the prestigious Edward R. Murrow Award for feature reporting, investigative reporting, and hard news coverage.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you. Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, State Senator Ruben Kuwan will be on the program. We'll see you then.